Good morning, No BS Women. How is everybody today? As you guys come in, I'm very curious to hear if I have newbies in the house, brand new people, if I have elders in the house, if I have, who's here today? Who do we have? Who am I talking to? Good morning, Julie. Can put it in the chat. Brand new. Welcome. Welcome. All right. I love seeing newbies. Even August newbies, you guys can still be newbies. You can be, you can call yourself elders, whatever suits you. So I love seeing everybody here. This is great. So today we are not coaching. We are going to do a little bit of overview and orientation. I am going to be using this new member kickoff guide. I think there is a coach in the chat. It is probably Coach Judith. Hey, there's Coach Judith in the house. All right. So if you need a copy of this, she will post a copy in, she'll post a link in the chat. You can also find it on the orientation page, the No BS orientation page on the website, but you don't have to have it. Here's the beautiful thing. You are here. You can listen to me chatter. You can answer questions in the chat. You can ask questions in the chat. Thank you, Judith. She just posted the link there. It's all good. The beautiful thing about this call is that you get to take away from it exactly what you need. You can decide that right now. Okay? So, who am I? Do y'all know who I am? I'm Kathy, Coach Kathy, co-host of the podcast. I am Corinne's project manager. I lead the community team. I help the actual No BS team with productivity and efficiencies. And I am currently the onboarding expert. So if you have any questions about what you're supposed to be doing, where you're supposed to be, I am going to answer them here in this call today. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. The goal is to get in and out of here in an hour, which is beautiful. I will answer Q&A, but let's do this. Save your questions for the end because I'm going to cover quite a bit of material. I have a fancy slideshow that Corinne put together. We're going to use that. We're probably going to answer most of your questions in the slideshow and throughout, you know, as we go through our little handy dandy new member kickoff guide. So save your questions till the end, or you can ask them in the chat if there's something easy that Judith can answer for you. All right. I'm going to share my screen and let's get started. Everybody ready to get started? Let's do this. Okay. Now, tell me, do you see one slide with Corinne's beautiful picture on it that says, welcome to No BS, or do you see three boxes? One slide. Yes. That's, you know, y'all, you know things are going to be good when they work the first time. So we're ready to go. Welcome to No BS. You're starting like a boss. We're going to go through a few little things that you need to know, some little teaching that I want you to pay attention to. I need to move my chat out of the way. Hang on. Okay. This is the perfect class for beginners and members refreshing. Okay. So if you're, you know, if you just popped in because you saw it was a call and you want to stay, do it, because you're going to come away with some new concepts, some things that Corinne teaches that are super cool. As I said, save your questions until the end. Judith is in the chat. If you are using the chat, make sure you're talking to everyone. Okay. And I think the actual drop down says everyone now. If your drop down says hosts and panelists, guess what? I'm the only one who can see your message, and I'm not really checking the chat because I'm going to be focused on the presentation. Okay. So make sure you're talking to everyone. No one can see or hear you. They can only see and hear me. Take notes, use your kickoff guide, but you don't have to write everything down because guess what? We're going to give you the keynote and it's going to post with the call. Okay. All right. Corinne created No BS because she realized the diet industry was failing us. We don't need to count calories, points. We don't need meal plans. We don't need to know how, what we do need is to know how to deal with a shitty day without eating our face off. And we need to unlearn food rules, diet trauma, and false beliefs about what we can do, about what we are capable of. What No BS does is helps you figure out why you're overeating and gives you tools to manage why you're overeating, why you want to eat at 8 o'clock, why every night when you, you know, if you're working from home like me, you go downstairs at the end of the day, why you want a glass of wine, why you want to just dive into the pantry. These are the things that No BS helps you with. It wraps you in the four basics to give you good, solid action steps. But it's all about what's going on in your brain and what you believe that helps you know how efficient you are in your four basics. It all starts with belief. So what do you believe? When you joined, you thought this was right. This is something that makes sense. That's what I always say. When I first met Corinne, 2013 at a church retreat, no joke, church retreat, I came home and told my husband, I met this girl and she just makes sense, right? I believed maybe this was possible for me. But then you have doubts. Doubts come in. And that's the diet trauma response. And what we mean by diet trauma is if you're like me, you've been through the Weight Watchers and the keto and the Jenny Craig and the Nutrisystems, you know, all these things more than once, and they haven't worked. And you've ended up thinking, I'll always be overweight. I'm a failure. I'll never get this right. That's the diet trauma response. You start remembering everything that went wrong and it'll be hard. The good news is all that's super normal. We see it all the time. It's the way our brains work because our brain craves certainty. And what it does when it's looking for certainty is it goes to the past to look for evidence. We're conditioned to worry. We do it all the time. It's like our brains want to solve problems that don't exist. And your brain does that, like I said, by looking to the past. So we're retraining our brains. That's why we plan. We want our brains to think. If there's a problem, we've already solved it. That's why we do a 24-hour plan. It's why we make it doable. We're training our brains to think in a more modern, intentional, intuitive way. So Corinne, just like all the rest of us, battled weight her whole life, didn't think she could lose weight, had all the excuses, all the proof that she couldn't lose weight, and lost and gained weight like it was her job. Me too. Seriously. I mean, 5-6 times in my life, made it down to 150, all the way back up. It was the diet roller coaster, right? I bet it's a lot of you too. But we weren't addressing what was going on in our brains, right? We weren't addressing the reasons we had the urges to overeat. All we were doing was, you know, saying, I can't have this. I have to eat on this food plan, or I have to count these things, and not really going deeper. And if you don't believe you can actually lose weight, then, you know, creating that belief is what you absolutely have to do, right? You just don't look to the past for proof that you can't do it now. Now is when you get to figure out the best ways to go about losing weight. So Corinne says, what do we have in common? Our history with dieting doesn't predict our ability to lose weight now. It's just what I said, right? What we think about and do each day is the predictor. Remember, predict is looking forward. It's not looking back. So when you find yourself thinking things like, I'm convinced I can't lose weight, you say, but I could be thinking, I'm focused on what I could do a little bit better today. This chart, y'all, is so good. It's on page 3 of your guide. And we'll just go through it because listen to how it feels, how it changes. You might think, I'm scared it won't work. But then you could say, I could be thinking that I'm willing to make small changes to see what happens. You might think, I'm worried I won't lose all my weight. But then you could be thinking, maybe I'll learn how to believe I can focus on feeling better now. Old thinking, I'm afraid I'll screw up again. But you could be thinking that you know quitting hadn't ever helped you. And I'm overwhelmed with how far I had to go, but you could be thinking, you know what? I understood that I don't need to focus on anything but how I'm talking to myself today. Old thinking doesn't have to go away to lose weight. Control comes when you redirect to the new types of thinking. The key point here is, in the beginning, you don't need to believe you're going to lose all of your weight or that you can do this. You just need to believe in the decisions you're willing to make today. That's all. That's what makes beliefs doable. Just like the doable 24-hour plan. We're not putting chicken broccoli on our plans, right? We're putting what we think we can eat and stay on plan with today. This works the same way with our thinking. We have doable beliefs. We might not be able to believe that we can lose 100 pounds, but we can believe that we've got our back today. So doable beliefs shut down thinking that you need to believe in the long run, especially if it makes you feel defeated to think you need to believe today that you can lose all your weight. What can you believe today? Just today. It may not be that you can lose all your weight. That might be too big a stretch, but you might be able to believe that you can make a plan, drink a little water, and get in bed tonight. Doable beliefs many times focus on us in closer on today's decisions rather than the long-term results. So if we focus just on today, what can you do today on Friday? Because today's Friday. What can you do today? Maybe you can believe you can drink your water or some water. How much water can you believe today? What's doable for you? Maybe you can believe that you can make a plan and try to follow it. Maybe you can believe you can start paying attention and learn something about your hunger signals. Maybe you can believe you can try a new food or leave a bite behind today. One bite, one meal. So here's your first assignment. Page 4 of your guide says, what are 3 easy beliefs you can start using today? So just take a minute. Write down 3 things you can try to believe today. And then I want you to put the easiest one for you in the chat. We're going to read some of them. Easy beliefs you can start using today. What are some for you? Give me an easy one. I can drink my water. 64 ounces. Drinking water. What else we got? I believe I can make a plan that tastes yummy. I love that, Catherine. That's awesome. Drink a gallon of water. Good. Journal prompts. Go to bed at 10:30. Be aware of when and why I'm eating. Journal my thoughts. Put my fork down between bites. I can make a doable plan. See how these are really, really small tactical things. I can try journaling. I love that, Gail. 1 minute, just 1 minute. Ask yourself a question. What am I feeling? And why am I feeling that? And just 1 minute, just write. Eat with my left hand to eat slower. Whatever food I want, I will always be allowed to eat it. Yes, that's a beautiful belief. Beverly believes in her doable plan. Track my food so I know where I'm at. Awesome. These are great, right? Easy beliefs that you can try today. Try to believe today. All right. So what you want to do is you want to practice the feeling of belief each day with things that are easy to believe and then do them. This builds momentum and courage to keep going. But remember, y'all, always start with the easy stuff. Just like what you're putting in here. Try sitting with my hunger. Dina, for how long? Maybe you sit with hunger for 2 minutes and you time it. Or 5 minutes. Something easy. Just to see what it feels like. Be open and curious. And if you only ever believed in how you show up each day, you'll still get to your goal. Eventually, you'll see the results of believing in the easier things. And that's easier. And that makes it easier to believe in the bigger things. So let's take a minute and define success. Okay. A lot of us think, now we are on page 5, if you have your handy dandy handout. A lot of us think success is losing weight. Okay, I'll give that one to you. But what else can success be? Success might be seeing a decline in overeating. It might be that you see yourself building habits that you love and can do with ease. You might notice that your self-talk improves, resulting in less reliance on others for your own worth. Success might mean that you reach maintenance in a sustainable way and a lifestyle you never need to take a break from. Success also means you make mistakes and use them as fuel to learn and keep going. Such a good concept there. Fuel to learn and keep going. Success might mean you eat foods you love without fear, guilt, or shame. Success might mean you feel capable of losing weight without outdated diet rules. That you feel worthy of self-care and your own admiration. Maybe that you think about your body in a whole new way. And success might mean that you feel free to do things you've always wanted to do, and you don't wait until you lose weight to do them. When you lose mental weight, y'all, you gain confidence, positive self-talk, time, energy, and a new outlook on life. So Andrea says, for her, success means not gaining any more weight. That's awesome. Don't always think about tying success to the scale, though. It's only one indicator. There are so many. If you could think of success as having, I don't know, 30 or 40 indicators, or 50, like leaving a bite behind, according to Christy, and only one of them is the scale, then you've opened yourself up to celebrating and seeing all the little things that you're doing each day, all the little doable things that you're doing each day that are going to create success for you in the long run. Because you are the one who's responsible for all this. No BS depends on you showing up, asking questions, and participating. That's where you'll find success. We're here for you. Coach Judith is there in the chat. We got all the coaches and Ask Coaches. We got the community team in the Facebook group. We are all here for you, but you got to show up for us to help. So let's do this. Let's take a minute to define success in your kickoff guide. So there's a little worksheet on page 6. We'll just walk through it together, and I'll give you some little things from me that maybe you can borrow. Or maybe you can put some in the chat, because some of these questions are really awesome. So it starts with, I agree that my success depends on me showing up, asking questions, and participating. So the first question, I joined NoPS because. This is going to help you find your why, your very first why. Why do I want to be here? Here's the thing that's really important about this question. It needs to have a positive answer. Don't put in anything there that makes you feel yucky, like I joined NoBS because my pants don't fit. You want to say, I joined NoBS because I want to wear a smaller pair of pants. Okay? So I joined NoBS because I want to live a healthy life. I want to lose weight in the way I know I can live my life. Because I was finally ready to work on me and not a diet. That's awesome, Dina. Then the next question, I know I'm experiencing success when I start to think or feel these things. So maybe you know you're experiencing success when you think, this is easier than I thought it was going to be. Doable plan. I get to eat what I want and lose weight. I'm all in, right? I'm experiencing success because I'm writing doable plans and I'm following them. Maybe you're experiencing success because you feel relief, because it's not some BS diet plan or something that requires you to run a marathon every day to lose weight. It's because you're feeling in control of the food, like Liz, right? Why is weight loss important to me? It's a very similar question to the first one. Why did you join No BS? Make sure your answer feels really good, feels empowering, creates the confidence that you can move forward, okay? I love this one too. Is there anyone in my life who would love to see me succeed? I bet you could name a bunch of people, but probably the first at the top of that list needs to be yourself. You would love to see yourself succeed, right? And in order to achieve success, how am I going to show up in No BS? This is super important because it needs to be very doable. You start with the little things. I'm going to make a plan today. I'm going to drink an extra glass of water today. I might even leave a bite behind today at one of my meals. Doable, doable actions. What are three words? This is where I want y'all to help me. This is such a great one. What are three words that describe how I intend to show up over the next 6 months inside of No BS? Three words. Think of your three words, then put one in the chat. Some of the ones that I came up with were faithfully, compassionate, excited, focused, intentional, honest. We got Teresa with honest, consistent, Sam, good. Loyal and honest, committed, open, curious, resolute. Ooh, that's a good one. Ooh, goosebumps. Lighthearted, creative, proud. Awesome. Intentional is another good one. Honest, open, willing. Mindful is a good one. Unquittable. That's a good one. Determined. Yes. Beautiful. These are the words that you want to latch onto, y'all. Curious. Mm-hmm. Latch onto these words. How do you create these words? With a thought in your mind. Compassionately curious. I love that, Dina. All right, let's move on. Getting started and support. Support is everywhere, y'all. It's in the courses, the weekly calls with Corinne on Wednesdays, coaching calls, Ask a Coach, Facebook community, accountability group program. They're all a part of how we support you in your weight loss. So if you have questions, you have three places to go. Ask Coaches, where you'll find the amazing No BS coach Judith and her six or seven, I don't know how many coaches there are, six or seven coach, what's the word I want? Compadres. The whole coaching team is in Ask Coaches. Facebook community, and the question mark on the website, the dream team. You're right, Coach Judith. So, and as coaches, let's talk about this for just a minute. You go to get coached on the website, ask your question, make sure you give it a unique title, something, or write down the title you give it, and then give the coaches about 24 hours to answer your question. Your answer will post in recent answers on the Ask a Coach menu, okay? You're not going to get an email. You're going to have to go back and look at recent answers. So you need to remember what the title of your question is. And they almost always have them done in 24 hours. The Facebook community, this is a great place to crowdsource your answers. So let's say you're having trouble figuring out enough. You can go to Ask Coaches and get one person's recommendation and a video to watch. It's great. You can go to the Facebook community and you're going to get tens hundreds, however many people see your post, of opinions, suggestions, comments on how they find enough. So when you want to leverage the collective wisdom of the community, you go to that Facebook community. A lot of times the coaches will respond in the post as well, but you also have all these successful women, women who are on the journey with you, who are willing to help you as well. And then the little question mark on the website, at the bottom right-hand corner of every page on our website is a blue question mark. You ask a question there, it's going to take you directly to our support team, Vern and Mamie and Lexi over in the support email, support@pmptribe.com. And they will either answer your question if it has to do with your account or a tech question or something like that, or they'll refer it to one of the coaches. Asking questions is up to you. Don't sit around thinking you're alone, too far gone, the only one who thinks this way or hopes someone notices you aren't participating, y'all. This is your opportunity to self-advocate. Today, you decide that you belong here and that you found your people. Okay? You have to stand up for you. You have to ask your questions and you have to be an active participant in your own weight loss journey to find success. And remember this, y'all, you're never behind. If you go in there and you see somebody, you know, asking a question about module 3 and you're only on module 2, I don't want to hear anybody saying, oh my gosh, I'm so far behind. You're not. This program is self-paced and you are learning at the pace that you are able to dedicate to your own progress. So you're never behind. Just keep pushing play and asking questions. So if you are brand new, where do you start? First thing you do is complete orientation. On the website, on the menu. If you're on your phone, there's a little 3-line menu button. It's called a hamburger. I don't know why, but you click there, it opens up the menu. If you're on your computer, the menu's on the left-hand side of the screen. Just go to No BS Orientation. 4 videos, I think. Take you less than 20 minutes. And that's if you don't put Grin on 2x speed. It's going to help you with your mindset. Orientation is really important. And if you haven't listened to orientation in a while, go back and listen to it again. Once you're done there, you go to the No BS Weight Loss course. That is the basis for everything we do in No BS. You'll see if you have a question and ask coaches or in the Facebook community, we are always, almost always going to point you back to something amazing Corinne taught in the No BS Weight Loss course. You're also going to download your private member podcast. You'll have Corinne in your pocket, the No BS Weight Loss course in your pocket, anywhere you want to go. It is the private member podcast is only available to people who are members. It's going to be in your podcast player with all your other public podcasts, but it's only available to people who are members. You're going to use your No BS planner. And if you're a Facebook user, join that Facebook group. If you're not, you don't have to join because everything you want to learn, every piece of teaching is on our website. Key point, by following the steps we give you, it will make your weight loss journey easier. We did all the thinking for you. So in orientation, we're going to teach you how much learning to do each week so you can live your life and stay out of overwhelm. In the No BS course, you're going to learn what and when to eat, how to feel confident around food, end food obsession, stay on track, no matter where you are in your weight loss journey. And if you want a refresher, you always start with that No BS. The lessons won't take a lot of time, but they make a big difference in your life. So if you've watched orientation, No BS Weight Loss course is next. Don't forget to do the worksheets and the cheat sheets. They help you stay on track and find new ways to think and eat. And you have transcripts and checklists too. Every lesson takes you one step closer to your goals because Corinne lost weight and taught thousands to do the same. Judith has lost weight. I've lost weight. You know what? It's doable. It is perfectly doable. So Corinne was able to build a program that makes your journey simple and easier than hers was. just remember, you're not going to do everything perfectly just because you listen to a lesson. This is all a learning experience, y'all. Your job is to listen, try it out, see what you understand, learn from any mistakes that you have or anything you didn't understand, ask questions, and remember that it took a lifetime of eating to get to where you are. It will take more than a 5-minute video to unwind your current habits and to develop new ones. All right, page 10 of your kickoff guide has the question on it, what do I want to remember when things feel hard or impossible? I'm going to give you some suggestions. So when you think, I've screwed this up, and it feels hard or impossible, you could think, but I'm figuring it out. If you think, I'll never get this, you could think, I'm not giving up. If you think, I should know this by now, you could think instead, it's going to take some time and patience, and that's okay. If you think this should be easier, you could think, well, right now it feels hard, and it's okay. And if you think I'm too far gone, you might try thinking instead, other people once thought that too, and they were wrong, just like I'm wrong. Catherine says, it's all part of the journey. That is exactly right. You're not going to do any of this perfectly. We're not perfect human beings. The skill that Corinne teaches us is that we get to look at anything that's done imperfectly and learn from it. Like she talks about in module 2, you get to be the scientist here, not the judge. So page 10 has those old thoughts and new thoughts. You might want to bookmark that because those are really, really good thoughts, right? Okay. Private member podcast, we talked about a little bit. You're going to get a link, email links from Castos to the exclusive private member podcast. You're going to have 3 different podcasts. One will be just the No BS weight loss course, so it's easy to get to. One will be all the live trainings that Corinne and the other coaches do. This training will be in the live trainings podcast. And one will be all your self-study resources. We used to call them bonus courses. That number 3, go ahead and download it. But until you finish No BS, don't even go in there yet. Finish that No BS, make sure your podcast is set up, make sure you're planning. And then when you're ready, you'll know when it's time for a bonus course. So in the Private Member Podcast, members often listen on commutes, on their drive to work, on their walks, while cleaning up the house. I do mine. I listen when I'm food prepping. You can listen with one earbud in so you don't miss anything at home. You can listen 5 or 10 minutes at a time. You can also put Corinne on about 2 times speed and still understand her. But listen only to the calls that speak to you. All right. If you're not a person who has any trouble on the weekends, don't listen to calls about weekend coaching. If you're not a person who, has trouble making a realistic plan, doable plan, don't worry about listening to those calls. Only listen to the calls you know you'll get some benefit from. It's like going to the library. Corinne calls it Netflix, right? You don't open up Netflix and say, I have to watch all these things. You pick the one that's right for you, right? Same thing. It's like going to the library. You don't walk in the library and go, oh my gosh, there's so many books to read. I go to the section that's the easy fiction, the romance stuff. I pick one and I check it out and I leave. That's what you have to do with Private Member Podcast too. No BS planner. Do it daily. Before you do anything else, make your plan. That planning page is designed to help you think in ways that speed up weight loss. And it's the first step towards journaling. When you answer questions in the No BS planner, guess what? You're journaling. Planning takes about 2 to 5 minutes a day. If it's taking longer than that, you are overthinking it. Write something down. Decide now. Don't think, I don't know what I'm going to want to eat for lunch. Because at lunchtime, you're going to decide what to eat. Why not decide when you're making your plan? And then say, well, decision made. Let's move. And then assessing helps you improve each day and reinforce what's going right. We have a planner course. If you want more details, it's found under the self-study resources on the website. And you can either order a planner from No BS or you can print your own. So right now, page 11, there are three questions. Where will I use my planner? What time of day am I going to make my plan? And what time of day am I going to assess my plan? So I think Corinne is a morning planner. I think she does all hers in the morning. I do mine at bedtime. So I'll tell you what mine looks like. I have my planner on my table next to my bed. And when I go upstairs to bed, put on my pajamas, wash my face, I sit down on the bed. I actually sit sideways. I don't even sit with my back to the pillows. And I do my assessment of the day. And I plan my next day. That way I know it's done. It's off my mind. I can go to sleep. Some people, I've heard of people who will put their planner next to the coffee pot so that when they make their coffee, their planner is right there. It reminds them to make their plan. So pick a spot right now where you're going to put your planner that will remind you to do it and decide, I'm going to do it at this spot at this time of day for 2 weeks. And at the end of 2 weeks, if it's not working for you, pick another spot, right? Just find what works for you. Okay, moving on. Facebook group. Facebook is for community where you meet others growing in the same direction that you're growing. You got a link to the group in your email. If you did not get that email with a link to the group, it would have been one of the first emails that you got. Go ahead and email support. They can give you the link. If you want to join the Facebook group, you don't have to. Okay. That's not where weight loss happens. That's where you find friends, where you get suggestions from other members. Use it for fun and reaching out to our community. And our community team keeps it safe. They don't tolerate a shit show. No BS is drama free, argument free, and judgment free. Our rules in the Facebook group are super clear. So your weekly flow. On Sundays, you'll get an email with a link to the No BS weekly newsletter. You can also go straight to the website under newsletter and find the weekly newsletter. You have access to it in two places, email and on the website. You're going to make a doable 24-hour plan every day in your planner before you listen to anything. No calls, no BS, plan first. Then after you've made your plan, you listen to your No BS lessons. And we're going to send you emails every 2 or 3 days to keep you on track. If those emails are moving too fast for you, just put them in a folder in your inbox and go through them as you have time. Okay, it's just a suggestion. Emails are a suggestion. You don't have to follow the onboarding emails, the new member emails, if it's not working for you, if it's too fast or it's too slow. But the emails do help you figure out what you're going to learn in each lesson, and they give you tips in each lesson. Then you check the training calendar if you want to attend any live calls or see any replays. Replays are usually up in a day or two through the week. And then the ones that, you know, from Friday through the weekend usually go up on Mondays. All calls and call times are on the training calendar, including links to join the call. It's probably how you found me here today, right? Calls are scheduled at least 1 month in advance. And you'll get an email for Corinne's calls with a link to the training calendar. Again, only watch what makes sense for you. Prioritize your No BS course lessons first. Here's the other thing. If you can make live calls and you like live calls, that's fabulous. But if you listen to them on the Private Member Podcast, like 95% of our members, you can speed them up. I'm a slow talker. I'm from the South. Corinne talks slow most of the time. You can speed them up, listen to them in less time. Like if it's an hour call, you might get it done in 30 or 40 minutes on your podcast, it's fine. Most of our members do that. Just remember, you're not going to be behind. The course is self-paced. If our pace doesn't fit your lifestyle, then go slower or go faster. Totally up to you. Take your time and implement what you learn rather than rushing through or quitting from some self-imposed pressure on yourself. Listen to weekly calls because you want to, not because you think you have to. Because where is the most important work again? No BS. Now, let's talk about becoming the future you. The diet industry has programmed you to believe this will be hard. And when you allow yourself to focus on things being hard, you're going to feel dread each day and all the little moments. You're going to worry about things going wrong and not being good enough. And before you know it, you've blown every mistake out of proportion. You get anxious about plans changing. And your weigh-ins are leading you to eat from relief or disappointment. You're thinking things like, I'll never get this. Nobody supports me. It's going to take time. It's going to take me forever to get this. You don't want any of that. Right now, the way you feel has nothing to do with your body or your weight. It all comes from your thinking about your body and your weight. And until Corinne began thinking like the person she wanted to be, she was stuck in self-inflicted misery. So she gets you. She says, I couldn't change my weight until I decided to change my mindset. And that's the weight loss hack we've all needed all along. Your future you is out there, whether it's tomorrow, at the end of the weekend, a month from now, a year from now, she is out there. She's got momentum. She's changing her life. She's feeling better and in control. She's talking to herself like her best friend would, encouraging herself even when things get tough. You have to start living and thinking like the future you today so that tomorrow can be better. So imagine this. What does your future self look like in 3 months? So 3 months from now, it's going to be January 1st. What do you look like on January 1st? Are you buying new clothes because the old ones don't fit? Well, guess what? You need to buy clothes that fit now. Go through your closet. Toss those things, those clothes that trigger you to feel bad about yourself. Get some things that allow you to move more comfortably. If the future you in 3 months is making a daily plan and following it, guess what? You today must make plans and learn how to follow them. That means you don't quit the second you eat off plan. You today commits to figuring it out. If the future you in 3 months is excited and has momentum behind her back, you today has to on purpose talk nice to yourself before it feels real, good, or natural. And if the future you feels comfortable around all the foods you love, you today plans those foods when you're uncomfortable and filled with diet rules. You learn how to eat them with purpose, intention, and control by planning and focusing. And when you do this, you need to celebrate. Because that's what the future you is doing. Future you is so proud of you today. And she celebrates every single thing you do, no matter how big or small. So if you follow your plan today, when you assess tonight, I want you to give yourself a pat on the back. I followed my plan today. I got my water in today. You know what? I'm going to bed tonight. Or even if it's one bite you left behind, I want you to celebrate every little bitty thing, because you're teaching yourself how future you celebrates, and you're teaching yourself that you are worthy of celebrating even the small things. And this is how you fall in love with the process, not the end result. No more delaying happiness or celebrations until you reach a size or a weight. I want you to live with a life with pride and confidence now while you work towards your goals. The first thing you can celebrate, y'all, is that you came to this call, that you made it this far. We're 46 minutes in. You can celebrate that you joined No BS, that you've asked a question in the chat, that you're fixing to have lunch and you're going to eat what's on your plan. Little bitty celebrations. So page 15 and 16, I want you to do when this call is over. It asks you all about what the future you is doing in 3 months. I really want you to think about these questions. What are the three things a future you in 3 months thinks about themselves? What are three feelings the future you feels? And what are three things the future you is doing every day? Just write some of those things down. Go ahead and tell yourself, I know this is what I'm going to be doing. And I'm going to start doing it now. All right. It's time for some Q&A. Did y'all leave me some questions? Let's see. No questions. I must have done an amazing job. So if you have any questions about anything we talked about, you can go ahead and stick them here now. I'm certain Coach Judith has taken really good care of you in the chat. And if you're listening to the recording and you have any questions about what was asked, remember those three places that you can ask questions. You can ask a coach by going to the Get Coaches section on the website. You can ask the community. You can crowdsource your answers and ask in the Facebook group. You can also use the blue check mark that's on every single page on our website. Are we able to search Ask Coaches to see if our questions have been answered? You know, I think you are, but I don't know how reliable, how much it's going to turn up for you, Anastasia. So what I would do is just set yourself a reminder to go back in 24 hours and just scan them. You probably won't have to scan more than 25 or 30 of them. Just make sure you write down what your topic was, the subject line you gave it. Then someone else asked, is there a coach for newbies? All the coaches have once been newbies and coach newbies. So there, I wouldn't say there is a specific newbie coach. Judith is as good as Kara and Heather and everyone else on the team at coaching newbies. So everyone answering as coaches will be able to give you a newbie answer. Here's what I would do though, Christy. If you are a newbie and you have a question about the program or something, and you go to Ask Coaches, tell them, I'm brand new. I have this question about No BS. I'm brand new. I have this question about how to use the Facebook group. That way they'll know where you're coming from and they'll be able to give you the best answer for you. Okay. Let's see. I need to stop always thinking I need to start over when I mess up. That's exactly right, Kathy. That's exactly right. When you eat off plan, your next opportunity to eat on plan isn't Monday or the start of next month or the start of 2022. It's the next meal, right? And it's not messing up. There's always something to learn. One of the things that I have learned over time is there's always something to learn when you make a mistake. And when you take the time to find a lesson in it, you remember it more. It helps you move forward from it. How can I focus on not worrying about my full? Penny, I'm thinking, I'm not sure what you're asking. Worrying about you talking about your signals for enough, not worrying about them? Tell yourself, I'm just going to look for them. I'm not going to worry anymore. See, here's what worry does. It creates a false story about your future that may or may not happen. It's a waste of energy. It is a waste of mental energy. It will wear you out and make you so tired. So when you find yourself worrying, you're creating in your mind a story about a problem you might have and then trying to solve it. So it's not productive. Okay, when you say planning, am I putting down 1 cup of cereal, 1 cup of almond milk, or just cereal and banana? You know what, Liz? When I plan breakfast, I plan oatmeal. That's what I put, because I know I always make my oatmeal with this much oatmeal, this much water, a banana, and a little granola. I should put down oatmeal. You don't have to weigh. You don't have to measure. All you have to do is wait until you're hungry and stop when you've had enough. That's it. Michelle wants to know where this recording will be found. So probably Monday, I'm betting this recording will be in your private member podcast. It will be in the Live Trainings private member podcast. It will be on the orientation page. Right now, last month's recording is on the orientation page. And it will be in the video replay section of the website. Can you address the 80% compliance versus 100% compliance? Sometimes I hear mistakes are normal and no one is 100%, but other times I hear, well, if you aren't following your plan, how will you lose weight? So I'm not sure where you've come up with 80% compliance and 100% compliance, but what I want you to understand is that none of us is perfect. None of us. Okay? Perfection is not, in fact, perfection is not even the goal here. Being honest with ourselves, looking for what we need to improve on, that's the goal. Okay? So if you are 80% in compliance, as you say, or 80% on following your plan, you have 20% of the time to look at to see how you can level that up, how you can better follow your plan. But that doesn't mean you have 20% of the time to look to see how you can be perfect. Okay? So I'm not perfect in following my plans. I bet Coach Judith isn't perfect at following her plans. But what we do is when we don't follow our plans, we do a discovery worksheet to see if there's anything there that we can learn from. Any thought work, any, you know, little sneaky things we're telling ourselves that are getting in our way. I hope that helps. Joan says, I'm really continually stirred up about weighing in. Whether weight up or down, I'm in a spin. How can I think and do with this? How can I think, feel, and do with this? Okay, so in the beginning of this, I talked about how success is defined. You need to find other ways to define success. So let's say, Joan, I give you the assignment, the homework, to write down 30 different ways you can define success. You can use this guide, page 5, to start. And the scale only gets to be one of them. Okay? So what you're doing is you're emphasizing the scale as your only success point. Well, it's not, right? You know, if you made 7 plans in the past week, that's a huge success. If you made 5 plans in the past week and you're used to making 4, that's a success. If you made your first plan today, that's a success. Okay, I just came up with 3 for you. Stop looking at the scale as your only indicator of success, because success really happens when your habits begin to change. And when your habits begin to change, then the result is that your body begins to change. Mel says, what's a better way to reframe FOMO thinking? So fear of missing out. I'm going to assume, Mel, that you're talking about when you go out to eat and people are ordering burgers and fries and you've planned a salad, that kind of FOMO. Or you go to a football party and somebody's got all the chips and dips out and, you know, that's not what you want to eat today, that kind of FOMO. Maybe it's thinking something like, I'm going to have my own back and follow my plan today. Or that's something I can put on my plan next week or tomorrow. Or even something like, I see I'm thinking these FOMO thoughts again. Maybe they're not true. Maybe there's something that you want to change. Maybe you just want to notice that they're there. Oh, wait, there's that FOMO again. I know that doesn't help me. I know that it only makes me feel bad when I think that. So let's think something else. Here's the other thing I do, Mel. This is a great thing for you to put in the Facebook group. Who else feels FOMO? How do you fix it? How do you change your thoughts? What can I change? What do you suggest? And then Anonymous says, I just arrived after work. What's the topic of this call? This is the orientation call. This is the call for people who are brand new to the program to introduce them to the way we work and the way we think. And it is also amazing for people who just want to restart, who want to think about, you know, how do I change those beliefs again? Who want to just get rolling, go back into no BS. All right. That's all the questions I see, y'all. And we are just about at an hour. So I'm going to let you go. If you have any more questions, Ask Coaches, Facebook group, support@pnptribe.com, or the blue question mark on the website. Enjoyed being with you today. Thank you for coming. Thank you, Coach Judith, for your amazing help. And I hope you all have an amazing weekend. Okay? Take care. Bye-bye.